Today is Monday, November 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. No, I don't. Weekly. I'm not going to go back and re-record it. But some of you got really excited just then. You're like, oh my God, he went back to 5 days a week. No, I'm sorry. I haven't gone back to 5 days a week. I did have some ideas. Well, let's just start it as we normally do. And I found out that ChatGPT can pull me a list together of the full week. And I can say, hey, focus on food related. So today is National Vanilla Cupcake Day. Tomorrow is National Sunday Day. Wednesday is National French Dip Day. Thursday is National Indian Pudding Day, which is a nod to a cozy New England dessert that's great for cooler temperatures. And Friday is National Pickle Day. Pickles are divisive. I know a lot of people who do not like pickles. I love pickles. Now, I don't like a sweet pickle. I like a dill pickle. I like a salty dill pickle is what that is my preference. The bread and butter pickles where they add sugar, I'm just not a big fan of those. So anyway, there you go. Well, we do have a voicemail and we like to start off with contact. Now, just because I've gone down to 1 day a week doesn't mean that you guys should stop texting me. I know I'm not on your mind as much because I'm only on your mind 1 day a week now instead of five. But you can still text me. We have no texts. And you can call. I love a phone call. So let's have a listen to our phone call. How about it? If I can do this.
Hey, it's Tony in Illinois.
Hey, Tony.
I was calling to vent.
Okay,
vent. Because I know that you don't like your job. And like once a month, I don't like my job. I work for a nonprofit. And once a month, I have to do these grant reports, and they are so annoying. I can't stand them, because usually I'll get an email back saying, oh, this is incorrect, oh, this is incorrect, oh, we got to do it this way now, oh, there's a different form you got to use now, or, ugh, so annoying, I hate it. But other than that, I like my job. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, bye-bye. You know, and I've been thinking, first of all, thank you for the call, Tony. I always appreciate your calls and your texts, and you're very supportive. So I really do appreciate you, and I want you to know that I appreciate you. But like I've said before, I don't have a problem with my company. I don't have a problem, for the most part, with my team. I just think I'm not suited for what I'm doing. And it really is stressing me out. But also, Daniel said something when we were recording on Friday. He said, I think you need to work for a smaller company. And I agree. I think I need to find a job like locally here or something like that, where maybe I'm the IT person, you know, so I get, you know, I don't have one specific thing that I'm doing. Maybe I'm handling all of their IT. So some coding, maybe some, you know, shopping for different softwares for, you know, that can be used for different things, setting up computers, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I think, you know, in a smaller setting than what I'm in now, I think that would be. But yeah, there are certain parts of my job that I don't enjoy doing, most of them, but I can totally relate. You should ask ChatGPT if ChatGPT can make. Mark was telling me the other day, oh my God, they're at work, they're making us use AI for everything, which is kind of the same. All of these companies are now, including the Spit Valve Factory, are saying, okay, we're putting in all this AI. And not only are we putting in all this AI, but you have to use it. So you need to find ways to use it. And we want to know how you are more productive now that you're using AI. It's happening at my company. I'm sure it's happening, Tony, at your, maybe it's not, because if you work for a small nonprofit, maybe they're not, you know, doing that. But these big corporations, they're all about, oh no, everyone get in and use it. We're paying for this AI. Go in and use it. We want to get productivity gains. We want that ROI. So I'm going to tell a story that I've told three times, but it's worth telling. And maybe some of you don't listen to the mix or don't listen to Throwing Down. So I am repeating a story. This is the second time that I have apologized for repeating this story, but I'm repeating it because I think it's a good story. So Mark had a marathon that he was going to last weekend, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. We went to the aquarium in Springfield. It's a big aquarium. I enjoyed it, although they, you know, didn't have anything big. They didn't have like whales or dolphins. The sharks that they had were the tiny sharks. So the biggest fish that they had was like an alligator gar, because it's Springfield, right? So they're going to have mostly stuff that's river type fish, because we're not near the ocean. But they did have jellyfish and some other things, you know, that are in the ocean. And they did have sharks, but again, they were the small sharks. So we did all of that. He picked up all his stuff. Well, my only job was moral support, but also taking him to the starting point in the morning, the day of the race. That was my one job. So we went to bed fairly early the night before, because he had to get up at 4. The race didn't start till 7, but I don't know. I'm not a runner, but he has to like stretch and poop and, well, drink coffee and poop and do all of these routines before he runs. Put on his sunscreen and his anti-chafing butter and put on the special bibs and like all this. So he had, you know, all these things that he had to do. So I was still sleeping, but anyway, we left around 6. I think he got up at 4:30, but regardless, we left around 6 to take him to the starting line. And he had picked a hotel that was on the race route, but was far enough away from the starting line that, you know, we're not right in the middle of everything. I don't think there was a hotel right near the starting line. This race or this marathon is put on by Bass Pro Shop. And I didn't realize this, but the Bass Pro Shop in Springfield is the headquarters of Bass Pro. So anyway, they have this big aquarium. So we did that. So I'm half asleep. Traffic's not bad. You know, it's 6 in the morning. We're driving, but traffic going against us is really bad. There's like a big line of cars. So I assume it's a lot of people, you know, going to the race. But for whatever reason, there were less people coming from the direction that I was coming from. And so basically, I drop him off and he says, I'll see you at the hotel when I pass you. It's mile 5. I have a map. He also sends me a thing on Strava now so that I can see when he runs. I know exactly where he's at. It sends me live updates. So anyway, he sends all that to me and I drop him off. And I'm like, okay, well, I've got to turn around because I've got to get back to the hotel. But there's this long line of traffic. Long, long, long line of traffic. And so I drive a couple of blocks and I think eventually this line of traffic will end, but it just keeps going and keeps going. So I see a spot where some nice person has stopped to let people, because I need to turn left so that I can turn around. And I see a spot where some nice person has let people go or is letting people go. And there's even a light there, I think. I think there was a light and it was green. So I'm like, okay, great. And I'm, you know, again, half asleep. I'm going to turn. I go to turn left. I start to pull forward. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, in this other lane, comes this cop SUV. And it's like my life is flashing before my eyes. No! You know, I'm turning left. I try to slow down. I hit the cop car. Now, I didn't hit it hard, but I hit the side of the cop car and it scraped along the corner of Mark's bumper. So you've now, if you've never met someone who's hit a cop, I have hit a cop. Well, as we know, I have anxiety. It's one of the reasons I'm only doing one day a week at the moment. I pull in. He's very nice. Just talked to Joe about it. Joe says it's white privilege because if I'd have been a different color, he wouldn't have been nice. But anyway, it's super early. He was on his way to work the race. He's like, man, I was on my way to work the race. He's like, do you need medical attention? I don't think you do because the damage doesn't look bad at all. It's barely a scrape. So he's like, but we have to ask you that. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need any medical attention. And he says, but I have to call another police officer to work this because I'm involved in the accident. So I can't work this case. Well, the race is going to start at 7 and it's now 6:20, 6:25. And the hotel is only on like mile 4 and I'm supposed to be meeting Mark. Now, I'm super upset that I've had an accident. And again, who runs into cops? Like, what? Who does that? Me, apparently. So finally, the other cop shows up. I'm not going to go. I mean, you guys probably all listen to my other stuff, so I'm not going to drag it out. But I get a ticket and I get their insurance information. But it's my fault. So why am I going to file a claim on their insurance? Like, I'm not. So now I have to pay a ticket, plus I'm going to pay to get Mark's car fixed because it's a scrape. It's going to be under the deductible, and we're both on the same insurance. So if we file a claim, they're going to file a, I'm sure the police department is going to file a claim with State Farm because they're going to want to get their cop car fixed. And so we will have a claim, but I'm not going to go through that because they're just going to say, oh, it's below your deductible. So we're just going to find a collision repair shop and get it fixed. But by the time he gave me my ticket, they had already closed the road. And Google doesn't know because it's just a, you know, it's a marathon. Google doesn't know all the road closings of a marathon. So Google's trying to get me to go all these ways to get back to the hotel. And again, the hotel is on the course that they're running. So all of these streets are like streets that are going to be run on. So they're all closed. So I was crying because I was like, I'm going to miss it because I'm not going to be able to be supportive. And it's all my fault. And he's, you know, I have tears streaming down my eyes. And it was cold, but it was supposed to warm up during the run. So he wore a little light jacket and a hat, a beanie, if you will. And he said, hey, when I see you at the hotel, I'm going to give you my jacket and my beanie because I'll be warmed up by then. I'm like, he's not going to be able to do that. And he's going to be too hot the whole race. And he's going to, anyway, I was a mess. But I finally made it back to the hotel. And I probably made it back a good 15 minutes before he passed by. So I went down to the bar area of the hotel. There's a little balcony right where they run by. I was able to sit there, have a little drink, not an alcoholic drink, but just, you know, have a water or whatever and wait on him. And then I was going to go back to bed, but I saw him. I had on my Ray-Ban glasses, got a video of him, got a picture, did all of that. So it all worked out fine. But I have now had a collision with a police officer. And that is a story that I did not tell last week. Because I air quotes ran out of time. Even though I know I control the time on this show, but like I said, this is live to tape. Once I start the music, I'm not editing. So I ran out of time. I do have an idea that I wanted to run by you guys. I don't know if any of you have ever listened to my old show, The Adam and Maddie Show, but I was thinking, for those of you who need extra content, I could start. The Adam and Maddie Show was around an hour and a half per episode, and I have 100 episodes of that, and it's nowhere on the internet at the moment. So I could do one of two things. I could either put out The Adam and Maddie Show once a week, starting with episode one, so that you guys have a little bit more content to listen to if you're interested. Or I can have Notebook LM do a recap. Like I can basically copy off a Big Fatty and have Notebook LM do a recap of each episode of The Adam and Maddie Show and put that up once a week. Or I could go back to the beginning, of Geeky Gay, and I can either repost old episodes of that, or I can do the Notebook LM. So if you guys want a little bit of extra content like that, that is something that I could do. I may try it out regardless, but I'm just throwing it out there. So this weekend, it's been a really busy weekend, but nothing really exciting has happened. I had a haircut. And so, we recorded the mix on Friday night, and then I said, I've got to go to bed early. Because my haircut was at around noon, and it's about a 6-hour drive. Not really, but I give myself extra time because that highway has a lot of construction. And so there tends to be areas where it gets backed up. Plus, you have to stop to get gas. When I'm driving by myself, I need to stop more often because I get sleepy. And so I might stop a couple of times. And so it adds a little bit of, it adds a little bit of time. So I left. So I had to leave pretty early. But we had a show. We had Clue that night at Walton Arts Center. And so I had to go to my haircut. So I go to my haircut. I stop and get gas before the haircut so that when I'm done with the haircut, I can just turn right back around and go back. There's a kolache place that we like, and their kolaches are, it's like a, almost like a biscuit dough, but it's wrapped around like a sausage or something like that. At least kolaches here and in St. Louis. And this one, we like the Sloppy Joe kolache. So they take Sloppy Joe mix and they put it inside this kind of biscuity dough, and it's a round bun with Sloppy Joe. It's really good. I mean, Mark and I really like it. So I got that, go in, get my haircut. She did a good job on my haircut. Turn right back around, drive back. I listened to one of the most depressing AI books that I got off Audible. The most negative, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but bringing out to light all of the bad things that this AI race is causing. Like people in Kenya having to do content moderation of like horrible things, which all social media companies do this as well, but like, and getting paid not very much money. And it's just, oh my God, I listened to it the whole way. So then came back, went to Clue. Clue, I did not enjoy. It was too corny. It's a play. It was just too corny for me. I needed a little bit more substance. But we watched Clue. We got Cane's on the way home. Had dinner. And then I had church this morning. Recorded Throwing Down. And I think I'm going to mow the lawn. And that'll be it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good week, everyone, and I will see you next Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.